Greg, you overcame a fairly shaky start in the match against Scotland, but you were back to your old self in the Ugandan game. What went wrong in the Scottish game, and how did you put it right?
Yeah, the Ugandan game, 17 wides, something that I'm not used to, and something that sort of came out of the blue. I thought I'd been bowling quite well in practice, and it felt good. And I think it was just one of those days where, at times, I was still bowling some good balls, but the balls that didn't come out so good, didn't come out so well, so were travelling down the leg side and being wided. There was a couple that I thought was quite harsh, but I suppose just move on from that and just learn from that, and hopefully in the tournament it'll not happen to me again.
Spin obviously is going to play a big part in the matches out here. How much turn are you getting from these pitches, and have you varied your pace, or is it just the same way you would bowl in Ireland?
Yeah, well, there's four or five spinners on the Irish team, so obviously we feel it will play a major part, especially in the subcontinent. I'm turning it, in practice, I'm turning it big, getting quite a lot of turn. During the matches, obviously, slightly more pressure on where you're positioning the ball and where you're placing it, so it's not turning as much. My pace, I'm always told that I'm maybe slightly too quick, so I'm working on trying to slow it down, and with the decrease in pace, I'll hopefully get an increase in spin. So that's what I'm trying to work on in practices and implement in the matches.
Well, of course, you've got the perfect person out here in Adrian Birrell, a former leg spinner himself. Has he been helpful with you?
Yeah, Adrian came out 2 days ago, and I've had one practice with him and already felt an improvement and feeling good. Adrian's worked with me pretty much since he came over. And obviously I owe a lot to Eddie in my progression through the Irish scene and my progression as a leg spinner and a cricketer. A lot of people in Ireland would back me up with that on their own cases as well.
You seem to enjoy bowling in tandem with Gary Kidd. I mean, the match the other day, he's bowled a 20 over sort of straight through. He's enjoyed his feed off one another.
Yeah, Gaza and I played in the last World Cup, and the same thing happened there again. Obviously, again, the subcontinent in Bangladesh. And the perfect example was West Indies. I got 5 wickets, but Gaza at the other end bowled 10 overs, none for 16. And although the headlines might have been Thompson 5 wickets or whatever, I'd have been the first one to hold up my hand and said, without Gaza, I wouldn't have had a chance. Gaza turns the ball as much as me at the moment, but because of the leg spin, I'm slightly more prone to getting wickets. I get the odd wicket with a bad ball, but it's down to hopefully the two of us creating pressure, and Gaza's certainly very good at that.
Now, big match tomorrow, the opening game against Zimbabwe. How do you see that one going?
Yes, very big match. Hopefully get off to a good start for the tournament and set ourselves up. Zimbabwe are on the way down in Test cricket, and in international cricket, Ireland are on the way up. So hopefully tomorrow could be the crossing of paths, and if we can do one over on them, then we can push Irish cricket a step closer towards achieving the ultimate goal. So if we just do our best tomorrow and put in a performance, anything can happen.